Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Chuck McDowell and Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecalls.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Monday morning. The Titans season comes to an end yesterday. They win against Jacksonville, 28-20. They take down the Jaguars. They keep Jacksonville out of the playoffs. Derrick Henry, 19 carries, 153 yards, and the Titans finished the season 6-11. So, Joe, in a lot of ways, it's been a season that has felt very long for Titans fans. Not a lot has gone right this year. You know, yesterday was fun, and it was fun to see Derrick Henry go out that way, if that's it for him in a Titans uniform. It was the overarching theme of the year, just a complete and total disappointment for this Titans team. And we've talked about the many reasons personnel-wise that was the case, beginning with the offensive line. But now we're here, and we've finally gotten to the end of the regular season, and now we've reached the point of every NFL season, which is one of the most interesting days of the year, where coaches start to get fired, and you look around and you see some changes that could be made. And Bill Belichick's addressing the media right now. We'll see what his future looks like. There's already openings around the league in, you know, L.A. and Carolina, and it's going to be a really interesting offseason to see what Vegas does. Do they keep Antonio Pierce as their head coach? Do they go and move in a different direction there? A lot of coaching openings that are already available, and I suspect a few more coming today. Will the Titans be one of those? Mike Vrabel, 6-11. He's 7-10 last year, 6-11 this year. They've missed out on the playoffs now 2 years in a row. You know, we've had the Mike Vrabel, will he be traded discussion, all those things, but today is an interesting day, and as we've seen, Amy Adams Strunk has proven before that she can be a wild card. I think most people heading into yesterday and heading into even last night probably expected Vrabel to be back and to continue to be the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. But we'll wait and see what happens today. What do you think all this means for Mike Vrabel now that the dust is starting to settle and that the regular season is officially over and we know that 6-11 is where the Titans ended up this year?
Yeah, man, I don't know. the smoke just won't stop. And, you know, so we have new stuff this weekend, which, you know, kind of Derrick Henry and the whole thing kind of gives you a little escape. It's like sports escape. You know, sports is escapism from real life. This is like sports escapism from sports, you know, with the Titans and the Vrabel thing, because Tom Pelissero has a report and basically reiterating sort of the questions. Adam Schefter had something. So they both had something this weekend. And then my coworker, Diana Rossini, had something yesterday on Twitter about how there is no meeting. There was a talk about some kind of a meeting. Now, I think there's always, like, they all meet, right? Even she made that point. Like, you know, they all are going to meet. Every NFL owner, GM, coach, whoever is in the inner circle, the tree of trust, they're all going to meet this week.
Right.
But basically her point is like, it's not like there's like some scheduled thing, which could potentially, if there was a scheduled thing, you know, what would that mean? You know, could that mean, you know, that a decision's been made? But look, it's impossible to ignore this. And of course you always try to figure out where is this coming from? Right.
Right.
So Pelissero, who, by the way, you know, last week had a tweet about Dalvin Cook. It was like, he is primed and ready to go, everybody. It was like he was trying to sell him on a car lot or something. Like, don't let agents write your tweets for you. Yeah. But he wrote a piece about Vrabel, and in that piece, and I'm trying to find it because, again, as you know, Robbie, I'm very unprepared for our segments, even though I know what we're about to talk about, but I got it right here. Tom Pelissero writes yesterday, okay, comes out, and here's a line from this story. Okay, it's the second grab of the story. Quote, this is Tom Pelissero, NFL.com. Quote, sources say Vrabel has not approached ownership with any concerns about the structure of the organization or his alignment with general manager Rand Carthen, who was hired from the Niners in January 22. Vrabel has continued to coach the team with the same passion as when he was hired in 2018. But he's also done little to shoot down reports and social media speculation about his displeasure with the trajectory of things in Tennessee, end quote. And yes, I did kind of drama up that sentence. I read that sentence and I'm like,
he's got a lot of passion.
Yeah, he could continue to, I read things and I'm like, so is that an agent writing that for you too?
Right.
You know, I don't know. Is Vrabel the one who's out there expressing his displeasure and making sure, or Vrabel's agent, that these things are out there? Or is someone else doing this to try to undermine Vrabel? I mean, you can get into, we could do a whole Inspector Clouseau kind of show about this. But the bottom line is, there's smoke from NFL reporters who have good sources, and it's impossible to just ignore that. You know, it's impossible to ignore. So I got a very open mind right now about how today's going to go.
Well, we talked about this earlier too, and you know, I don't know that you read, you know, a ton into this, but I do think it's noteworthy that, as far as I know, there has not been a Mike Vrabel press conference scheduled for today, and the Titans open locker room is scheduled for today. Now, they don't necessarily have to have, you know, the players and the head coach speak on the same day, but I think generally speaking, that's how they operate.
Yes.
So it is interesting that we've not really heard anything to this point about a Mike Vrabel press conference.
I know in the past we've definitely had in the past, like the locker room, and then I think Vrabel right after. I believe that's how it's gone. If I'm wrong on that, you know, someone let me know, but I'm pretty sure the one I really remember, of course, was 2 years ago.
Yep.
When Tannehill didn't talk, which I thought was a mistake. A.J. Brown basically talked for him and, you know, sort of showed support for Tannehill in the wake of the 3-pick game against the Bengals. And that was also the day, you know, that Vrabel expressed confidence in Tannehill, said we need to be great around him, all that stuff. That,
yep.
That was all the same day, and I'm quite sure it was the players first and then Vrabel talked after. So, yeah, a Vrabel press conference should happen today if Mike Vrabel, the coach of the Tennessee Titans, today.
Yeah, and right now there's not one scheduled. So, like, it's interesting. Like I said, I don't know that you put everything into that, but it is an interesting kind of note heading into things and where they're at today. You know, Ian Rappaport was just on the NFL Network and was, you know, obviously we don't have the volume on, but the headline that they put up there on the ticker was, Titans and Vrabel will discuss future this week, is what the report was from Rappaport on the ticker here. So it is interesting around Vrabel right now. Like I thought, you know, kind of heading into this, as the Titans got through the other side of things here, that you get through the season, Vrabel would be coming back next year. Maybe you could see some staff changes on the coaching staff, be that at DC, be that at other positional changes, be that, you know, whatever. But it is, you know, like you said, the reporting around Vrabel this weekend and all the smoke that's out there right there. There's just a lot of smoke out there about Mike Vrabel, which I don't know how much of it is true, but when you have this much smoke, Joe, it's hard for me to believe that it's just some giant nothing burger with Vrabel.
Right. No, it's not a nothing burger. And I understand that, you know, that Vrabel last week said, yeah, he wants to be here. But again, what he said that day in that press conference setting is, in general terms, what anyone in his situation is going to say regardless of what's going on.
Yep.
You know, Ryan Tannehill yesterday can be like, hey, everybody, I would have gone rogue and, you know, I don't care what you call, I'm getting D-Hop his incentives. See you later! You know? But for the most part, you know, when you're coach under contract, the situation Vrabel's in, yeah, he's going to say what he said last week.
I feel like we were robbed of something yesterday. Like, if D-Hop had not gotten to the yards yet, like, what would Tannehill have done?
But he just ran out there, like, just started firing footballs left and right to Hopkins.
I mean, you got,
we were robbed yesterday.
You got Jameis Winston.
Yeah,
you got Jameis Winston out there just throwing another TD on top of Arthur Smith. That's a nice way to end your tenure with the Falcons. Get a Jameis, just put a TD on you. But Arthur Smith wanted to fight somebody.
Oh, he was ready to fight Dennis Allen. It was pretty awesome.
Dennis Allen was like, I am sorry.
Yeah, sorry, man. You're about to go good in the locker room, get fired. Why don't you just go ahead in there real quick?
I mean, what if, like, I mean, because the Titans lined up in victory formation. That's a perfect, if you need to hit an incentive, just say, hey, D-Hop, just go, man. We're gonna get you one. That would have been interesting, too. It's like, let's say they do that and he gets like the yardage and the catch and they gets two incentives. Does he continue to go and score the TD to put it on the Jags, or does he just like go out of bounds to sort of be classy? We'll never know.
We'll never know. We'll feel like we were robbed yesterday. 615-737-1025 for our phone number. What do you think of the future of Mike Vrabel? 6-11 is the record the Titans finish with. Back-to-back years of missing out on the playoffs. Will Mike Vrabel continue to be the head coach of the Tennessee Titans? We'll take your thoughts. 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. I got some tickets to give away. A pair of tickets to see Anita Baker at Bridgestone Arena coming up on Wednesday, February 14th. Be caller number 3-615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Call the 3. We'll win a pair of tickets to see Anita Baker at Bridgestone Arena coming up on Wednesday, February 14th. What a Valentine's Day gift that would be. Anita Baker in concert, live and in person.
I love it.
Happy Valentine's Day. We are live from our 1025 The Game studio here on this Monday morning. Brought to you by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Visit springhillac.com. What will Mike Vrabel's job status be today? Will he be fired by the Tennessee Titans? Will he continue to remain Titans head coach after they finish 6-11 on the season? Taking your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025. Got a texter that says, I say one more year with Vrabel. Let's see what happens with maybe a better line and possibly a healthier roster. Got another texter that says, Vrabel's not going anywhere. At least I hope not. So a couple of texts that are in support of Mike Vrabel coming back for at least one more year from Titans fans.
Yep.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. What do you think, if you had to guess the percentage split of Titans fans right now that want Vrabel back versus those who don't, what do you think that realistically looks like? Because we hear from a lot of people who don't, and I just wonder if that is the loud vocal minority or if a lot of Titans fans are fed up and they're ready to move on from Mike Vrabel.
I think it's more than half want him to stay as coach. I think that's conservative and I think accurate. I don't know if it's like 75-25? I don't know about that. They've lost 18 to 24 games. Two straight losing seasons. It's understandable that people are going to look at the head coach, right?
Yep.
I mean, I get it. I mean, it's you are what your record is. I mean, Vrabel's made that very clear. I mean, his record lately is bad. But I think more people than not look at his entire tenure and see good coaching and also see terrible roster, terrible offensive line. And then you can get into all the, you know, the nitty gritty on whose fault is what and who wanted this guy or that guy and how much input has he had and all this stuff. And that's all fair. And again, the Carthon Vrabel arrangement that Amy Adams Strunk has tried to put out there, it creates more questions, and I think it creates more opportunity for issues because of how that was sold. But Vrabel as a coach straight up, I think more Titans fans would want him to stay than to go.
I think you're right, too. I would be interested to see. Like, I saw, and you could tell me, Joe, you were there. I was not. I saw some stuff on Twitter yesterday about like Vrabel getting booed by Titans fans when they announced it. Did that happen yesterday?
Yeah, so Big Joe tweeted that. Speaking of Big Joe, we're almost talking about Big Joe as much as we are Jared.
But Stilly?
Here. Yeah. Big Joe trying to take the hot take title on the game, huh? Big Joe. Well, yeah, he tweeted that, and I didn't. I mean, I'm not saying that there wasn't like a stray booer here. I didn't hear it. Now, Big Joe, I think, was in the stands.
Yep.
I'm in a press box with the window. So, I mean, he had more access to the sound out there. If there were boos for Vrabel, there weren't many. Now, when Andre Dillard got announced, I definitely heard a few boos. That's the thing. It's like, of course you have to introduce the offense. I mean, it's Derrick Henry's possible last day. It's Ryan Tannehill's last day. You're going to introduce the offense. They mostly introduced the defense this year. But the problem is that you also, that means you also have to do the offensive line. All right, everybody, we're going to skip the offensive line and go right to Derrick Henry.
They should have done Tannehill, Henry, Hopkins, and then like, and still injured, not playing today, Jeffrey Simmons is coming out of the tunnel.
And here's everybody else on the offense. All right. Yeah, it's like one by one, those offensive linemen came out. It's like, oh, boy. Now you get your, oh, boy, Aaron Brewer. I mean, you're only 200 pounds.
Lawan was there yesterday. We could have gone back to old times. Now coming back in the game, it's Taylor Lawan again. He's lost 65 pounds, and he's back in there.
He's still their best left tackle. Yeah. So no, I didn't hear much, if anything, for, but I mean, it wasn't that long ago when they introduced Vrabel. It's like, yeah, you know. So hey, like 18 losses in 24 games. I mean, it's not good.
Yeah. Some breaking news that Nick Kizer has passed along. The Panthers have fired their general manager in addition to the coach. So
okay,
Frank Reich's been out. Now they fired the general manager. So a clean staff for the, I guess a clean slate for people in Carolina. Going to work for that guy. That'd be fun.
Did David Tepper throw his G&T at him on his way out?
I hope not. It could have happened. Andrew on the text line says, I don't want Vrabel back, not because of the record, but more so because the player development has been atrocious. This is from Andrew on the text line. We've heard a lot about the player development part of this the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's always an interesting conversation, right? Player development, player selection.
Right.
What's the issue? I mean, I'm more on the side of player selection being poor, but players certainly can develop and get better in the NFL. And obviously, like Treylon Burks is an example of someone who right now is just kind of a guy out there running around. By the way, did you notice Kyle Phillips making some plays yesterday? I'm just saying, Phillips made a couple plays.
A couple catches, 15 yards, man.
He was open for
a big first down.
Yeah, I know. He was open for another one. You know.
Didn't throw him the ball.
I was on Tannehill. But player development, yeah. I think it's been more an issue of player selection. I'm trying to think, what players, recent choices, young players, are good? I would say Roger McCreary
is developed
good.
Nicely.
I would say Tyjae Spears as a rookie this year is good.
Yeah.
You know, like a guy like Skoronski is a huge player development story to move forward with. Burks is too, but I mean, again, I think Burks is almost gravy if they do what they should do with the roster at receiver in the next, which is not great for a first round pick. No. But I just don't know how you can count on him at this point.
You can't.
Offensive lineman. You know, the funny thing is, I actually think Dylan Radins has improved. So I mean, he's developed
if he
from
could
a
stop
bad player. Yes,
jumping off false starts. It's unreal the amount of times he jumps off sides of a false start.
If there is
crazy.
If there's a stat for false start per snap in the NFL, he's got to lead it.
It's right? Got to.
Yeah.
But another one yesterday that just, I think it was third and three, where he knocked it back to a third and eight, just out of nowhere, just false start for no reason.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yes, and yet he has gotten better. But again, so Dylan Radins to me is there's a guy who has worked hard and has actually improved, but it was a bad choice.
Yeah.
Not a second round pick player, right? Petit Frere looks like not a good choice, a third round pick. We know already about, you know, Isaiah Wilson, Caleb Farley, but it's just, I don't know. I think it's more selection than development. I think I'm not saying it's unfair to talk development. You know, I'm not saying that they couldn't have done more with some of these guys.
Rick from Kevin from Union City says, I believe he needs to get fired or traded today simply because if they come out of the gate next season 0-3, everybody's going to be calling for him to get fired anyway, and we'll have wasted one more season. I do think, like, if he's back, he's going to be on the hot seat heading into next year.
A real,
like,
we've reached the
actual hot seat if he's back next season, which people have talked about before. I never thought was really a thing, but now I think certainly is a thing. By the way, some more breaking news. Ron Rivera has been fired as the head coach of the Washington Commanders.
There you go. Black Monday getting rolling, man. Poor Arthur Smith got hit on Sneaky Sunday.
He did.
Jeez.
Was it at least Eastern time when he got fired? I don't think it was. I don't think he even made it to Eastern time.
Oh, Black was it possibly Monday. Past midnight?
I don't think so.
No.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, someone, by the way, speaking of Arthur Smith and Michelle's question, Michelle, hope you're in Pennsylvania by now. a good point made by a few people on the text line, and I'm sorry your texts have been lost, but I read them. I want you to know you're seen and you're heard.
You are on this program.
You know, it is a fair point. Like, so next year you want to bring in Arthur Smith as like a consultant or something while Tim Kelly's here as OC. You know, like, and frankly, when Todd Downing was here and you brought in Tim Kelly, and everybody knew that you had tried to interview Tim Kelly previously, that's kind of the same situation, right?
Yep.
That's a fair point. Like, that's not necessarily a great situation for Tim Kelly to have Arthur Smith like breathing down his neck, so to speak.
No, but I mean, like you said, it also was a role that he was in. I don't know what's going to happen to Arthur Smith. I don't know if like somebody could look at him and say, you know what? Maybe not a head coach, but we want him as our OC. Like he could go get an OC job right now. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I do think like right now on the staff, like where would you put him? Because you just like if Vrabel's coming back, other than the offensive line, which I still think you need to consider. I realize it's a talent thing. I think you might need to consider making a change there again. But other than that, like you've switched all your coaches around last year and you've moved and kind of shuffled the staff. So if Vrabel's back, is he going to do that again? Is he going to like create a position for Arthur Smith for him to come in here to be some analyst? Like, I mean, people do that all the time. But I just wonder what that would look like, if that would even be conceivable and something that he thinks about. Or like is Arthur Smith, do people still view him as a hot commodity for an OC and could he get an OC job this offseason? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what failed the Falcons. That's the thing. You know, they got to a point of being okay on D, and that's the failure of the Falcons. So that stuff, it's so fickle in this league. You can be the superstar, hottest commodity out there, and all of a sudden it just cools really quick. And by the way, Trevor says, yeah, the boo Big Joe here would probably came out of his own mouth. Boo! Guys, guess what I just heard?
Vrabel's getting mercilessly booed out here.
It's so loud in my ears. It must be thousands of people.
My buddy Max Haldeman on the my own personal text line sent me a text, says, Falcons official tweet of them firing Arthur Smith was 12:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh.
Technically, he may have made it, although I'm sure he was fired before the tweet. But that would be awesome, though, if the social media director was in there. Oh, he got fired! Just let it fly. But it looks like he almost made it to Black Monday.
But who knows? Maybe they actually waited until midnight, and they told him, okay, go ahead. Maybe they made it wait. Just making it a formality, making it official on Monday.
615-737-1025. What does the future look like for Mike Vrabel? Will he continue to be the head coach of the Tennessee Titans? A lot more of your thoughts to get to on that. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Preds fans, don't miss Wednesday night's Smashville live show at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue at 6 p.m. See your Predator star players up close and personal, plus get autographs and pictures. This week's special guests are Yuso Parsonen and Philip Tomasino. Smashville Live brought to you by the Black Abbey Brewing Company. Looking forward to that coming up on Wednesday night. Huge win for the Predators over the weekend against the Dallas Stars, by the way. That was a big one. And Philip Forsberg continuing to go nuts offensively. Also, make sure you tune in to 94.9 The Fan Thursday night for Vanderbilt women's basketball. Commodores will be on the road taking on Kentucky. Pre-game beginning at 5:45, tip-off at 6 o'clock. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Joe, we mentioned Ron Rivera has just been fired by the Washington Commanders. According to Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, they are also bringing in four-time NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors, your beloved Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers, to help run the franchise there with the Washington Commanders. An interesting hire by Washington.
That is an interesting one. Did a great job.
He will not be the head coach, but he will help them run their franchise.
Yeah, did a great job with the Warriors. Does that translate basketball to football? I don't know. But, I mean, look, anything Washington does after Daniel Snyder sounds pretty good.
Well, there is that. There is that. I have a tweeter at TJ Pickern on Twitter says, hearing nothing out of Amy since the rumors started is at least kind of interesting. Talking about the Mike Vrabel part of this. Amy doesn't talk a whole lot.
Yeah.
Does not have press conferences. So I don't know that it's necessarily abnormal, but.
No. I mean, Amy didn't talk after firing John Robinson.
There's
so,
that.
Yeah. So that's not abnormal. But I do agree that it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to change, but we'll see.
Right. At this point, barring a major move, it's not going to change. If there's a major move, she needs to talk. Now, she did talk when they introduced Ran.
Yes.
That's so.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember now. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's the introduction of the new GM, excitement, new direction, all that stuff. The John Robinson firing was weeks old by then, so I don't think it really got into that, right?
We're going to hear from Rand Carthon this week. Like we said, no press conference at the moment has been scheduled for Mike Vrabel, and none for Rand Carthon either. I would assume if Carthon continues to be the general manager, like, you hear from him at some point this week, I would hope.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would definitely hope that Rand Carthon would talk this week. And I mean, because, I mean, if not, then I guess the next time would be
Combine.
The Combine, which is, you know, a little less than 2 months from now. So I would definitely hope that Rand Carthon would talk now, not during the season, and if that's how he wants to do it. And I think that may have been right in TD's story about Rand and Vrabel, I think, right? Like, he kind of leaves it to Vrabel in the season. Okay, but now the season's over, and definitely the roster and the direction and all that stuff is huge, and he needs to speak to that along with Vrabel. As long as both of them are still employed by the Tennessee Titans.
There's that. How about this? Got a text that says, I would bring back Vrabel only because I like my coaches a little nervous. Like a player in a contract year, I think it would bring out the best in him and the team next year. I like that. A little psychology being played.
Okay.
Vrabel will see how he responds to being on the hot seat.
See, that's the opposite of Jim Harbaugh, coaching for a Natty tonight. Yeah. Doesn't like his quarterbacks to eat chicken because it's a nervous bird.
Is that what he said?
Yes. He also said, what else has he said lately? Future. I do hope to have a future. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. I got a text that says, question is, what coaches out there, either on or off a current roster, who you'd feel confident that they can come in and turn things around right now if it's not going to be Vrabel? That's the thing.
Yeah. That's, you know, like, if it were, let's just play out the hypothetical of Vrabel's gone, fired or traded, or I guess – well, yeah, it's fired or traded. You know, it's not like he can – I mean, he could quit,
retire,
give up the money.
Yeah.
But that's not – I don't see that happening. Do you go for basically a retread? Do you try to get in the Harbaugh? You try to get in the Harbaugh sweepstakes? Speaking of Harbaugh.
Well, do you do that? Do you try to get into, like, the Ben Johnson sweepstakes?
Yeah.
Or the, you know, the younger offensive guru type guy? Like, could you go that route? I mean, there are going to be options out there. The question is, how many of them are good and how many of them are better than what you have right now?
The obvious connection, let's say Vrabel out, Carthon here, Carthon hiring the next coach, the obvious connection is Bobby Slowick, the OC,
yep,
with the Texans, who fits the bill of, you know, the hot shot OC offensive guy from that offense. That's then you're back to that offense. The Shanahan offense, the McVay offense, the new modern West Coast offense. That would be the obvious connection you would make if there were a coach hire. But I have no idea. He's been good. They've been good. C.J. Stroud's been fantastic. You have to give some credit to the coaches. I mean, like, they have a really good offense, good receiver. They have good personnel. Some of the text I was like, 1 year rebuild for Houston. Not quite. Now, they got the franchise quarterback and they got a franchise pass rusher in the same draft at the top of the draft. They've had several years here of accumulating high picks because they've been doggy do.
Yeah.
So let's remember that. It's not necessarily a 1 year rebuild, but hey, they did great. Can Bobby Slowick, is he a head coach? How many of these offensive guys have worked out versus not worked out? It does seem like more are working out than not.
Yeah, I mean, you've got
like Kingsbury didn't work out.
Kingsbury didn't work out. I mean, LaFleur's worked out as much as he's worked out.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to say he's not worked out.
So you like him?
No, but he's worked out.
You had a celebratory cigar after the Packers beat the Bears yesterday.
Did
you not take a puff, one puff in honor of LaFleur?
No.
Okay.
There were 3 points in the game yesterday. I wanted to physically fight him, but
okay. I think you might be hard on your coaches. I might be.
Nothing on the Patriots front yet, which is interesting. You know, according to whoever you want to believe, I mean, there are some people that think that Robert Kraft has made the decision to move on from Bill Belichick dating back like 2 months ago. So he had his press conference this morning. You know, he was asked all sorts of questions about his future. He talked about how, you know, if there was an opportunity and he felt like it was in the best interest to relinquish personnel control, that he would consider doing that. He made it clear that he was under contract, which, as Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPN, pointed out on Twitter, he's never really talked about his contract status before, and he thought that was of note if if a team maybe wanted to, you know, trade for Bill Belichick. So as of the moment, nothing has happened on the Bill Belichick and Patriots front, and he addressed the media this morning, which makes me think that nothing's probably happening today anyway. So it's interesting.
Unless that's why he had it so early?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. But, I mean,
like, was there – did he have a presser, like, in the vein of, like, Derrick Henry, like, thanking everybody who works in the entire building?
I don't think so.
That's,
I mean, they were even asking him about Mac Jones and whether or not he feels like he could be a franchise quarterback. And I think Belichick's response was, you know, it's less than 24 hours after the Jets game, and my entire focus has been in on that. I've not thought about all the other
stuff.
Yeah. Like, really? You've not thought about Mac Jones one time in the last 6 months here?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, he definitely he doesn't think about it when it's time to put in any quarterback on the field.
Yes.
That's a weird situation. Because, yeah, I assume that'd be one of the first ones
we hear
about,
like,
today.
You know, the Vrabel part of this, you know, we've talked so much about the Patriots, you know, and obviously if they're going to trade for Mike Vrabel, you'd have to get rid of Bill Belichick. So nothing on the Belichick front yet.
Yeah, you need an opening before you trade for Vrabel.
Like, I'd still be like, would you be surprised if he's if Belichick's back there next year? I mean, he is arguably the greatest coach of all time. So, you know, it's not like it's 100% that they're moving on from him, but there's just been so much noise there that the expectation, I think, from everybody is that it's time to move on from Bill Belichick.
I mean, the noise, I think, traces to ownership. So
I think.
But I don't know. Maybe not.
I just feel like
there's a lot of weird stuff.
If there
stuff
was
going to
be
there.
Like a, you know, we've heard the mutual parting of ways stuff for weeks now on that stuff. Like, if that was going to happen and you were going to do all that, like, why would you trot him out there for, like, the end of season heading into the off-season press conference? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me that he's talking this morning.
That's a good point. Like, that's one of those, like, so if you're Belichick, if you hadn't heard anything yet, you were just like, well, I'm just going to schedule my, like.
Or maybe.
I don't know. He can probably do just about whatever he wants to do, right?
I'm sure one of his top priorities is like, let me find out a time where I can go talk to these people in the media.
How about 4? Yeah, exactly. 4 a.m., be there. Ed says, don't think we should underestimate the culture Vrabel has established. A lot of teams don't have it and claps from within. I will say, as much as I hate culture.
Yeah.
I think the way the Titans played, competed all through the year, and busted their butt and played really well yesterday and won a game, beat Miami, as bad as they were this year, I think that speaks well of Vrabel.
I mean, I guess, but it's like, you know, we've had this conversation.
It's not before. A huge surprise.
It's their job.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you know, like, I hear you, because there are certainly, I think, instances where teams get to the end of the year and they're just playing out the string.
Yeah.
Like, they've got the vacations planned and they're going through the motions and they just get absolutely hammered out there. And then they wash their hands of it, go on vacation. Like, the Titans, they played their butts off yesterday. And I do think it speaks well to Vrabel. I think the Derrick Henry part of it was also a big thing yesterday. So, like, I don't want to get too carried away, like, giving Vrabel credit for players doing their jobs and playing. But certainly we've seen it go the other way where that's not been the case before.
Yeah, and it's like the whole effort thing in the NFL is just – it's a non-issue because, like, you are going to get hurt if you don't.
Right.
You know, so – but execution, implementing a game plan, like, you know, doing all the things that you have to do in a week to win. I mean, they prepared this week, clearly, to win the game yesterday. So I think that's a positive, and that's
sure.
Not always the case.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 745. We'll be joined by Corey Curtis from News 2 at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025, 1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Oh, this is so frustrating.
He's kind of ugly, though.
It is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 745. Joe Rex Road's rant of the day. Joseph, it's Black Monday in the NFL. The floor is yours. for your Rex Rant.
All right, I think this is the last time. I probably shouldn't say it's the last time for anything because anything could just come back up. Like at some point, I may be like, why don't people eat plums? I haven't had a plum rant in a while. Yeah, corned beef hash. Ruby Sunshine, have you added corned beef hash back to your menu? A lot of food takes. I haven't really done one of those in a while. I've done this one before. We've done this one. We've talked about this a ton. But this text got me going today, so let's maybe make this the last time that we have to talk about this.
Okay.
Michigan and Murfreesboro on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Quote, let's talk about how glad I am to see Tannehill gone. Saw too much of the, quote, be grateful posts on socials yesterday. Just because you've had bad QBs in your history doesn't mean an overpaid one who accomplished very little aside from one season that ended predictably poorly makes him a great QB. All caps. Good riddance. Enjoy the Abercrombie contract, you phony overpriced backup.
He did have a nice Abercrombie post yesterday.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know that. Okay.
He was just wearing something from Abercrombie.
What was the thing he advertised?
Oh, Celsius? Yeah. The Celsius drink.
Okay.
On the boat when nobody had heard it from him in months.
Yeah. I can't.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. There's plenty of nitpicking you do on Tannehill. I can't make anybody respect Tannehill. So it's just like you. You hate Mariota. You think he never completed a pass. I mean, it happens. People have exaggerated.
It's a nice guy.
Takes. Yeah, thank you. Exaggerated takes on this or that. Again, I'll say what we said earlier in the show. When someone plays quarterback for the Tennessee Titans like Ryan Tannehill did in 2019, like Ryan Tannehill did in 2020, that's two seasons. And he was still pretty good other than that. But those two seasons in particular, as elite quarterback play. It was supported by a lot of other things. It was supported by coaching and offensive line and skill players. And, you know, it takes a team, you know. But he was great. He was elite. And he is the second best quarterback in Titans history. And in 2020 on this program, we absolutely had segments talking about, is Ryan Tannehill – creeping in on best quarterback the Titans have ever had. And there is no excusing the Cincinnati game, and it changed everything. And the franchise basically has crumbled since then.
Yep.
But, my God, you should have some gratitude and some appreciation and some respect for Ryan Tannehill. And, frankly, I love how he went out yesterday just saying, bye, can't fire me, I quit. It's good for you, Ryan Tannehill.
Well, look, I think part of why – I appreciate him anyway, and I'm not going to tell fans what they should do, but I think part of why I appreciate him is because the quarterback play around here has been bad. Like, you're right. Like, McNair.
Yeah, context is good.
Was a really good player. And since then, it's been rough, man. Like, there have been some moments. Like, Vince Young's rookie year was a lot of fun. And, you know, there's a lot of promise there.
Kerry Collins came in and gave a little, some good stuff.
Matt Hasselbeck played okay for a year in there. I've watched Jake Locker play football. I've watched, you know, Rusty Smith go out there and play football. Zach Mettenberger play football. Charlie Whitehurst. I mean, there have been some doozies out there with the Titans. And, you know, look, Marcus had his moments, but his overall not good. Like, I think because of what a struggle it has been to find somebody at quarterback. And, look, I hope Will Levis is better than all those guys. And I think there's reasons to be excited. Tannehill included. I hope he's better than Tannehill. But I think part of why I do have an appreciation for Tannehill is because I've seen it around here with guys that have been a whole lot worse than he is. And look, you know, he's not – I don't think he was ever, you know, a top quarterback in the league or anything like that. And, you know, we had the discussion back when it was going on of, you know, would you take Tannehill coming off the season he just had or would you go after Brady? And I said, I'd go Brady. So, I mean, it's not like, I'm trying to compare him to Patrick Mahomes or anything, but I think overall his tenure here in Tennessee was very good. And one thing you can argue to me that's, you know, it's just inarguable, he was the quarterback for the second most successful run of Tennessee Titans football that we've ever seen. And if you want to credit him for that, that's fine. If you want to give all the credit to Derrick Henry, that's fine. You can do that. But he was the quarterback for the second most successful era in the history of Tennessee Titans football.
Yeah. And look, again, day that we've talked about a million times, but that day against Cincinnati, I mean, you beat the Bengals. You don't give the Bengals the ball. You don't give them three extra possessions, and you play at home in the AFC Championship game for the first time in your history, and you have a great chance to be playing in the Super Bowl that year. So it's just it's an unfortunate for him and for the Titans, just a terrible day, and it really did change things. I don't know, other than obviously that team like could have won a championship, but I like beyond that, I don't know how or how different things are after that, if it doesn't go that way. But it did. And he admittedly, I appreciate him for being open about struggling. I think he took a lot of crap for some of the stuff he said in press conferences that, I mean, like people, like the whole thing this year, even like with Levis compared to Will, what the hell was that? And even just like the not, you know, my mentor back at the, or I'm not his mentor. I mean, none of the stuff he said had the intent behind it that some people took. I think he's been a stand-up guy, a professional, and a very good player. And it doesn't mean that he should be remembered in the same universe as Derrick Henry is. Derrick Henry has a claim as the best player in Titans history. But he should get a few flowers. And I think the people who want to rip him, do whatever you want, but I'm just going to use this microphone to yell at you.
Well, think about, going through the moves that the Titans have made. I mean, you can make, just in terms of transactions, right? Whether that's free agent signing or making a trade. I mean, getting Ryan Tannehill and the level of quarterback play that he brought for as long as he did for a fourth-round pick, I mean, I would guess, without having every Titans transaction in front of me, that that's on the short list of one of the greatest trades they've ever made, especially given the importance of the position and just the little draft capital that you had to give up in order to do it at the time.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
No doubt. So you're trying to say that John Robinson shouldn't have been fired?
I'm not trying to say that. Although I'm interested to see, like, does he get back in things? Like, he's been out for...
Well, someone claimed that there was a Patriots report on him.
I did not see it.
Was it Schefter? I thought someone said that Schefter mentioned him in connection with the Patriots.
I need to go back and double check where that came from. But I did hear something about that. At Union Hilltopper on Twitter says, is this the Rex rant or the Robbie monologue? Joe, did I hijack your rant?
God,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm ranting here, man.
I'm not supposed to talk.
Jeez. No, the Rex rant is just a launching point for a conversation. Why is Nick wearing his thing like that?
Keezer, what are we doing in there,
Look like the kids in 16 Candles who put on the tinfoil hats.
Why are you just not commenting on how I wear my headphones?
Well, I just looked in there, and I'm like, what is going on in there?
Joe, I do this all the time when I'm taking a break, when I don't need to always have...
When he's not listening.
When he doesn't
want to
listen
program.
To the show.
Yes. Not true, because I have a monitor in here, so I can still hear you, Joseph.
I feel like
he
likes to get
Keezer.
Away from. I feel like he likes to not listen to us as much as possible.
More truth coming from Keezer. That's what it is.
Truth bombs.
I guess
like
we might
Tannehill.
Have one.
Tannehill truth bombs yesterday.
I guess so.
If you missed it on Black Monday so far, so the coaching wise, Ron Rivera has been fired today by the Washington Commanders. Arthur Smith got fired late last night / at 12:02 Eastern Standard Time this morning from the Atlanta Falcons. Carolina's moved on from their general manager, and they had already fired Frank Reich. So those have been the big moves to this point that we've seen on Black Monday. I wonder, obviously we're looking ahead to the Titans and seeing what happens there. How many more moves do we think could happen today? Like, is anybody else in trouble that we're not thinking about
well,
right
now?
Well,
the Raiders coaching situation is up in the air, so that's one. But not a lot
about Dennis
more.
Allen with New Orleans? Could he be in trouble? And now they just put up 48
It seems like, seems like Allen and Eberflus are both, by reports, okay.
Yeah.
But there's always a surprise. Real quick on this topic, Dennis says, that's the problem with how people judge player. Dennis, friend of the show and also unpaid graphic artist.
Yes.
That's the problem with how people judge players now. If they aren't elite, they just suck. There's no in between. Tannehill is a pretty good QB. Respect him as such. I think that's a very good point. Some people in particular seem to be great as ever, or they suck. No one in particular, I'm just saying.
Yeah, 615-737-1025, our phone number. Coming up next, we'll be joined by our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2 for the first time in the calendar year of 2024. It's been a couple weeks since we've had Corey Curtis on
it
the
has
program.
Been.
We'll have him coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.